Yes, you told me that people like me maybe use their reasoning to evaluate their evidence or use their reasoning to validate their own reasoning. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just ask you a question. Why would you think that?
Unless you start with a revelatory being, unless you start with somebody who reveals, imparts knowledge to you, then your source of knowledge must be yourself. Because without revelation from a transcendent being, you don't have anything else. So it must be self-authenticating.
Yeah,
And
assuming that.
if you want to say that something else authenticates your knowledge, I'd be happy to have that discussion. But if you're telling me that your reasoning is valid and you're giving me reasons for it, then it's a viciously circular argument. You're just saying I reason that my reasoning is valid, and I don't see how you can get out of that.
Well, I don't think that you understand what reasoning really means. It just reasoning is not evident for itself, it's just a way of presenting your evidence. Just using logic to really understand things that happen around you.
Well, I'm talking about your cognitive ability to understand things that are happening about you, your reasoning process. And you would admit that there's people on this earth whose reasoning process is faulty.
Yes.
How do you know you're not one of those people?
That would be a good question. But I think the big difference is that I really get my evidence from research.
Right, but the problem is that somebody with faulty reasoning could say exactly the same thing. So this is the question that I ask people. I say, could you be wrong about everything you claim to know?
I assume I could, yes.
You could. You see,
Yes.
when you say that you could be wrong about everything you claim to know, then you've given up knowledge. Because you cannot know something to be true which might be false. And I'll give you an example. Let's say I ask you, what's the speed of the road outside of your house right now? And you say it's 60 kilometers per hour, but I could be wrong. Do you know it? No, you don't know it, because if you could be wrong, you cannot know it to be true. You could be right, but that has nothing to do with knowledge. It's justified true belief, and if you could be wrong about it, then you don't know it. And that's the problem. We say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. If you don't start from revelation from a transcendent being, then you have to say that you could be wrong about everything you claim to know. But that in itself is self-refuting, because I could say, could you be wrong about that? And that's what you have. You have an option of God or absurdity. But many people choose absurdity because they want to be their own God. They love their sin.
Yes.
Well, I
Well,
understand the way you think, but let me just explain real quick. Because you say that we have to assume that we exist. Is it right?
no, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I'm
Well.
saying that when you say that you could be wrong about everything you claim to know, you've given up knowledge. When you say we have to assume that we exist, first of all, an assumption is a blind faith claim. That's what an assumption is. So you're saying that I have to start with a blind faith claim in order to found my worldview. But the problem is you can't know that. You can't even know that you exist because you said you could be wrong about everything you claim to know.
Yes, of course I could be wrong, but really that doesn't make sense in the worldview of science.
Could you be wrong about that?
Yes, I could,
See,
but the thing is that we live in this universe and we
Well,
can
see,
observe.
you have to keep in mind, when you say you could be wrong about everything, you can't make knowledge claims anymore.
Yes, I can.
Well, because you could be wrong about that. So when you
Yes,
say,
of
well, we
course.
live in this universe, you're making a knowledge claim. And
Yes,
all I
of
have to keep saying is, could you be wrong about that? And the answer is yes. So that's
Yes.
your option, either God or absurdity.
Yes, but we can be stuck in this philosophical conversation forever, but
No, not
really.
forever. It's over. Once you
Okay,
say you
but.
can be wrong about everything you claim to know, the conversation is over because you've given up knowledge. Conversations require knowledge.
But I would say to the contrary, because.
I know you would say that to the contrary, but you could be wrong about that.
Yes, but you could also be wrong about everything
Well,
else
wait a
I.
minute. Let's get back to this. You seem like an intelligent guy. But when you say I could be wrong about everything I claim to know, you cannot make a claim about me.
Why,
You
of
can't say,
course.
well, so can you, because that's a knowledge claim. Because
Yes,
my
of course,
question
but.
is, if you could be wrong about everything you claim to know, how do you know about me?
Well,
You
first,
can't.
please let me explain.
Go ahead.
Yes, because I can be wrong about everything I claim to know, because it could be wrong that, well, first of all, this universe just, it is possible that it doesn't exist. It is possible. And we would know. It could very well be that we are all some program in some big computer. We don't know, but it's very philosophical.
Well, you have to say you don't know. You can't say we don't know.
Well, thing is, in philosophy, we can't really know.
No, you have to say you don't know. Because you would have to admit that if God exists, God can impart knowledge to us such that we can know things for certain.
Of course.
Okay, so but you can't say we don't know. You have to say that you don't know, because you can't make claims about anybody else when you could be wrong about everything you claim to know.
That's assuming that God exists.
Right. However, I have a justification for knowledge according to my worldview. You don't.
Yeah. Well, I do, actually.
Well, you don't. You can be wrong about everything you claim to know.
Yes, but that was your question, and I responded by saying, yes, I can be wrong about everything I claim to know,
right.
but the thing is that that's only assuming that this universe, it's possible that the universe doesn't exist.
Could you be wrong about that?
I could be wrong about that.
See, you could be wrong about that, too. So anything out of your mouth now is a knowledge claim, and it's absurd.
Yeah, please let me just finish. I'm saying that we can make models from the reality that we see. We can make working models with science. We can do that. And
okay, I know that you don't like me cutting you off, but it's very important. When you say that we can make working models, you're making a knowledge claim. You've given up knowledge. So you can't even say
I didn't give up knowledge.
Well, sure you have. Because when you say we can make working models, I say, could you be wrong about that? And your answer must be yes.
It must be yes, because we could be wrong about everything we claim to know.
Right. So everything else is absurd.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Could you be wrong about that?
But if I give up all knowledge, then there's no purpose for me to be here.
That's exactly right. It's a self-refuting nonsense. That's what I'm saying. You either have God or nonsense.
And that's why I'm not saying that. I'm not giving up knowledge, and I'm not giving up all knowledge that I can know.
Well, let me ask you that question.
Know about this reality.
Let me ask you a question then.
Okay.
Tell me one thing that you know that you could be wrong about.
One thing that I know that I could be wrong about. Wow. Do you mean in this reality or just...
Well, you said you could be wrong about everything you claim to know. And I say that means you've given up knowledge. And you say that's not the case. So I want to know one thing you know that you could be wrong about.
One thing I know. Well, that's a very hard question. Very hard question. Well, I could be wrong about me existing.
Yeah, but I'm not asking you what you could be wrong about. I'm asking what you know that you could be wrong about.
What I know that I could be wrong about? I really can't say that.
That's right, because you've given up knowledge. If you could be wrong about everything, you don't know anything. And it's a self-refuting absurdity. And that's what happens when you deny the God of Christianity.
I don't think so.
Well, I realize that, but when you say I don't think so, you could be wrong about that too.
Yes, but let me just ask you this.
Certainly.
Could you be wrong about God's existence?
No.
Why not?
Because he's revealed it such that each of us know it for certain, even you. That's why when you stand before him, you'll be without excuse. And that's why you need to repent for your sin against the God you know exists. God doesn't send people to hell for denying what they don't know. He sends people to hell for their sin against the God that they do know.
Okay, I understand that you think that way. I don't, obviously.
Yeah, but the thing is, your view has been reduced to absurdity because you've given up knowledge.
Well, yeah, I think our opinions are very, very different on that subject.
Right, however, I've asked you for one thing that you know that you could be wrong about, and you can't answer that.
Well, there's nothing I know for certain.
There's nothing you know at all to any degree because you could be wrong about it.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you could disagree with that, but I'm still waiting for one thing that you know to any degree that you could be wrong about.
We could be wrong about everything.
That's right. So you don't know anything. And you have to say that you yourself, because you can't know anything about me, because you could be wrong about what you say about me.
We can. Well, okay. I can know things about this reality.
The thing is, how do you know this is the right reality?
Well, I know that I'm me, you're you, and this is a telephone in my hand, but really, that doesn't matter.
Well, you don't know that, actually, because you could be wrong about that.
Well, yeah, I could be hallucinating, but
right.
I think my whole life is a dream.
Right. So you don't know anything?
Well, no, but that's very philosophical.
Well, it's not philosophical, that's your worldview. It's the absurdity of denying God.
It's not my worldview.
Sure it is.
I can assure you that. That's not my worldview.
Okay, so you can know things then.
I can know things about this reality. I never said I couldn't know things.
But the thing is, you don't know if this is the right reality.
No, I don't.
That's right. So you can't know anything about this reality. Because it might be the wrong one. It could be
about
fake.
This
it could be illusion. It could be in the matrix.
Yes, it could be. But that really, it is that I can learn things about this reality, the reality that I live in, that I have lived in my whole life.
But let me ask you this question. Does learning presuppose knowledge?
Does learning presuppose knowledge?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Okay. You've denied knowledge, so you can't even learn things.
I have not denied knowledge.
But the thing is, what I'm saying is that you do know things. I agree that you know things because you're created in the image of God. I'm not saying you don't know things. I'm just showing the absurdity of denying God because you cannot justify knowledge.
But you can. How do you know that God exists?
How do I know that God exists? The same way you do. He's revealed himself such that we can know it for certain.
How has he revealed himself?
He's revealed himself many ways. He's revealed himself innately. He's revealed himself in Scripture. He's revealed himself through your conscience.
Okay, and Scripture is a very reliable way to you.
Yes.
How is Scripture reliable?
It's the Word of God.
Yes. How do you know?
Because he's revealed it such that we can be certain of it.
Isn't that a viciously circular argument?
No, it's not viciously circular. It's circular, but it's not viciously circular. All ultimate authority claims must be circular. You must appeal to them. But the difference, and here's the difference, and I'll explain it to you, is that you're saying I'm reasoning that my reasoning is valid. You're appealing to the same realm. You're saying the sky is blue because the sky is blue. I'm not saying that. I'm saying God tells us the sky is blue. That's a big difference. Yes, we appeal to God to prove God, but that's not a vicious circle. That's the only circle that saves reason, because you admitted that God could reveal things to us such that we can know them for certain. And that's a justification, and that's what saves rationality. It's what gets us out of the circle. But you have no way out of the circle.
Yes, I admitted that, but that was only if I was certain that God existed, and I'm not certain of that.
Of course, well, you can't be certain of anything according to your view. But what you've granted is that if my view is true, I can have certainty, I can have knowledge. And we've determined that if your view is true, you can't have certainty, you can't have knowledge. And that's the difference, and that's exactly what the Bible says. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ. That's what the Bible says.
Yes, but what you're saying, you said that, I say the sky is blue because the sky is blue. I'm not saying that the sky is blue because the sky is blue. Of course.
Well, you're saying your reasoning is valid because your reasoning is valid.
Well, if you can only see in black and white, then the sky is probably just gray. But that's not really the point. I see with my eyes that the sky is blue, and therefore I say the sky is blue. That's the only thing, and that's no reasoning in that. Just the sky is blue.
Do you know for certain that you have eyes?
I do.
No, you don't.
Actually, I do.
Because you'd be wrong about that.
I could be wrong, but I do know that in this reality, I do
have... So you know for certain, but you could be wrong about it. Don't you see the problem there?
No, I don't.
Well, I think we're done.
There really is not a problem with that.
If you say that you know for certain, but you could be wrong, and you don't see the problem there, then there's no sense in continuing. And I appreciate your time.
Appreciate your time.